Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. Sudan's army says it's launching a large-scale attack from all directions on the capital Khartoum in an effort to recapture areas held by the rival Rapid Support Forces. It's urged people to remain indoors and stay away from windows as it deploys tanks and other artillery in spite of a ceasefire. Our Africa editor Will Ross has more details.
Earlier on, we had heard of the Rapid Support Force positions in the capital being bombed from the air by the military and some anti-aircraft fire in the other direction. We've also had some statements from the two sides. The army has just put one out saying that 10 brigades of the army are invading the capital. The Rapid Support Forces are saying that the army is also deploying a notorious police unit. Certainly, the battle for Khartoum seems to be going up a notch. All talk of a ceasefire completely null and void now. There's nobody clearly from either side that's even mentioning it.
A manhunt is underway in Texas for a suspect who police believe shot dead 5 neighbours after they asked him to stop shooting practice so their baby could sleep. Police say they believe the suspect is still within several kilometres of the scene in the town of Cleveland, north of Houston. Here's our North America correspondent, Jessica Parker.
This happened on Friday night in a town called Cleveland, which is about 45 miles northeast of Houston in Texas. 5 people have died, including an 8-year-old boy. Among them, 2 women who were found in a room lying on top of 2 other children who did survive. The victims, all believed to be from Honduras, around 10 people had been in the household at the time. 5 of those, of course, now deceased.
The authorities in Colombia have reissued their warning that people living close to a volcano that may erupt should evacuate. The Nevado del Ruiz volcano has been on orange alert since March the 30th, meaning a large eruption is expected in the coming days or weeks. The president of Iran, Ebrahim Raisi, has heavily criticised the United States' presence in the Middle East. Speaking at a joint news conference in Tehran with his Iraqi counterpart, President Abdel Latif Rashid, he said the US disturbs the security of the region.
Our relationship with Iraq and the countries of the region is based on our common interests. But the Americans are thinking of their own interests, and they are looking for their own interests, not the interests of the Iraqi-Iranian people and countries of the region.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei told Mr. Rashid that Iraq should not allow any US troops on its territory, describing the US as an unreliable friend. World News from the BBC. The United States has accused China of provocative and unsafe conduct in the South China Sea and has asked Beijing to stop. The statement came days after a Chinese ship tried to block a Philippine boat in disputed waters in the Spratly Archipelago. The vessels from the two countries came close to colliding. The messaging app Telegram has had its suspension in Brazil lifted. An appeals court judge overturned a lower court's decision, citing its impact on people's freedom to communicate. On Wednesday, a judge temporarily halted the app in Brazil for failing to cooperate with a police investigation into neo-Nazi groups who were accused of inciting violence in schools. Phoebe Hobson has the details.
The judge said that the suspension was in breach of the freedom of communication in Brazil. While the judge did uphold a fine against Telegram, a daily fine of up to $200,000, the judge did say that suspending the app across the country, even if only temporarily, was in breach of the freedom of communication because not everyone is part of these neo-Nazi groups. And most Brazilians use the Telegram to chat with their friends, to be in community groups. Telegram is an incredibly popular app in Brazil. Millions of people use it, just like WhatsApp.
Protests have taken place in Israel for the 17th consecutive week against plans to overhaul the judicial system. An estimated 150,000 people marched in cities and towns across the country. Demonstrators in Tel Aviv screened a video of Spain's socialist Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, expressing his solidarity with the protests. Israel's foreign minister criticised Mr. Sanchez, saying that no foreign entity will decide for the public in Israel. The Archbishop of Canterbury will ask millions of British subjects around the world to swear allegiance to King Charles during his coronation next Saturday. The public pledge, dubbed a chorus of millions, is one of several striking changes to the ancient ceremony. BBC News.